This global warming is killing me.
This is too hot. The ice age was too cold. What would it take to make you happy?
This I like.
Okay, there is fine. Ashley, stop picking your... Stop! You're supposed to wear blindfolds.
Okay. Hey, it's my turn to hit the slope.
Mine!
Hey, you didn't have any candy in you.
Let's bury you!
Hey, whoa! Who said you kids could torture the sloth?
Manny, don't squash their creativity.
Hey, Manny! Diego! My bad mammals jammels. Want to give a sloth a hand? Look, I opened my camp. Campo del Cid. It means Camp of Cid.
Congratulations. You're now an idiot in two languages.
Not in front of the K-I-D-Z. These little guys love me. Right, Billy?
Don't make me eat you.
Howdy, kid. That's why they're called kids.
I told you, Sid, you're not qualified to run a camp.
Oh, since when do qualifications have anything to do with child care? Besides, these kids look up to me. I'm a role model to them.
I can see that.
You guys never think I can do anything, but I'm an equal member of this herd. I made this herd, so you need to start treating me with some respect.
Come on, Sid.
Sid, we were just kidding.
Hey, let's play Pin the Tail on the Mammoth.
Yeah! Yeah! Sid! I can do stuff. Stupid respect. I'll show him.
And so, in the end, the little burro reached his mommy. And they lived happily ever after.
Yeah! Good job.
Question. Why does the burro go home? Why doesn't he stay with the rabbits?
Because he wanted to be with his family.
I think he should go with the girl burro. That's a better love story.
Okay, well, when you tell your burro story, that's what it'll do.
Burro is a demeaning name. Technically, it's called a wild ass.
Fine. The wild ass boy came home to his wild ass mother. See, that's why I called it a burro.
Could the burro have a grazing problem? That would make him more relatable.
Boring.
It's not believable.
Burros eat their young.
It's not a very satisfying ending.
Sometimes I throw up.
They lived happily ever after. You can't get more satisfying than that. One big happy family. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Then where's your big happy family?
Then the hungry tiger ate the pesky little kids. You okay, buddy?
Sure. Why not?
I just thought you...
Story time's over. The end.
Hey, where's everybody going?
The world's coming to an end!
What are you talking about?
Fast Tony! He says the world's gonna flood!
Folks! I hold in my hand a device so powerful, it can actually pull air right out of the sky! Right. Gather around! What? Pardon me, do you have gills, ma'am? So you can't breathe underwater? My assistant here will demonstrate.
Hey, I can smell the ocean.
Oh, what are you doing? I can't sell that now. You suck air through your mouth, you moron. Through its tensile design and sturdy construction, you'll have plenty of air for eons to come.
Of course, results may vary.
Hey!
Why are you scaring everybody with this doomsday stuff?
I'm trying to make a living here, pal.
It's all part of my AccuWeather forecast. The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world! With a slight chance of patchy sunshine later in the week.
Come on, don't listen to him. Fast Tony would sell his own mother for a grape.
Are you making an offer?
I mean, no, I would not.
Haven't you heard? The ice is melting.
You see this ground? It's covered in ice. 1,000 years ago, it was covered in ice. 1,000 years from now, it will still be ice.
Hey, buddy, not to cast aspersions on your survival instincts or nothing, but haven't mammoths pretty much gone extinct?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you being the last of your kind.
Your breath smells like ants.
Whew. Be that as it may, when's the last time you saw another mammoth?
Nah, I don't pay any attention to him, Manny.
Mammoths can't go extinct. They're the biggest things on Earth.
Oh, well, what about the dinosaurs?
The dinosaurs got cocky. They made enemies.
Look! Some idiot's going down the eviscerator!
Oh, please tell me that's not our idiot.
Okay, I'm gonna jump on the count of three! One. Two.
Sid, don't move a muscle! We're coming up!
Jump! Sorry.
Two and three one-thousands. Two and four one-thousands.
Sid, what are you doing? Get down from there!
No way! I'm gonna be the first to jump off the eviscerator, and then you guys are gonna have to start showing me some respect.
You jump off this, the only respect you're gonna get is respect for the dead.
Come on, Manny. He's not that stupid. But I've been wrong before.
You got him all!
Yeah! Retract the claws, please.
Oh, right. Sorry.
You know, if I didn't know you better, Diego, I'd think you were afraid of the water.
Okay, good thing I know you better.
Guys, Fast Tony was right. Everything is melting. It's all gonna flood. Come on, we gotta warn them.
Maybe we can rapidly evolve into water creatures.
That's genius, Sid.
Call me Squid. Jeez, this whole thing's a piece of junk. I can't believe I live here. What?
Forget reeds. I present you with this revolutionary gizmo we call Bark! It's so buoyant, it actually floats!
I'll show you something that floats.
All right, it's your funeral!
You see? This is exactly what I'm talking about! Giant balls of furry lava, the size of mammoths, raining from the sky!
Go suck air through a reed.
You gotta listen to him. He's right about the flood.
I am? I mean, yes, I am.
Wait a minute. You're the one who said there wasn't going to be a flood. Why should we listen to you?
Because we saw what's up there. The dam's gonna break. The entire valley's gonna flood.
Flood's real, all right. And it's coming fast. Look around. You're in a bowl. Bowl's gonna fill up. Ain't no way out.
What are we gonna do?
Unless you can make it to the end of the valley. There's a boat. It can save you.
I don't see anything.
But y'all better hurry. Ground's melting. Walls tumbling. Rocks crumbling. Survive that, and you'll be racing the water. 'Cause in 3 days' time, it's gonna hit the geyser field. Boom! There is some good news, though. The more of you die, the better I eat. I didn't say it was good news for you.
Ooh, he must have been a real pleasure to have in class.
Scary vulture, let's move out.
Manny, you really think there's a boat?
I don't know, but in a few days this place is going to be a mile underwater. If there's any hope, it's that way.
Lane. Traffic backed up as far as the eye can see.
Ooh, and it looks like there might be a fatality. I call the dark meat!
Come on, everybody, let's go! Come on, come, get in! Whoop.
Come on, Grandpa, come on!
We have to go!
Well, I'm not leaving! I was born in this hole, and I'll die in this hole!
Do
have to bring this crap? I'm sure there's crap where we're going.
Ah! This was a gift from my mother.
Okay, keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Manny, I just heard you're going extinct.
Hey, if you ever master hygiene, try working on sensitivity.
I'm not going extinct.
Kids, look! The last mammoth.
Wow!
Well, you probably won't see another one of those again.
See?
Let's see, one, two, three. Where is James?
Ice cube stand. Ah! Oh! Folks, be the first in the valley to have a very own mobile home.
Someday, when you've gone extinct, when you make a stink.
Shut up, Sid.
Okay.
Stop. Hey, hey, what's that sound? All the mammoths are in the
Stop
ground.
Stop singing,
Sid. If your species will continue, clap your hands. If your species
Sid,
would...
I'm going to fall on you again, and this time I will kill you.
Okay, someone doesn't like the classics.
What if you're right? What if I am the last mammoth?
But Manny, look at the bright side. You have us.
Not your most persuasive argument, Sid. Mammoths?
I knew I couldn't be the last one. I felt it in my gut. Come on!
And he's coming around with a car, and he's by a couple of hits, and he's hit by a truck! Oh, and he's getting Diego, Diego, he's coming out of the corner!
No! Whoa!
sorry. My stomach hates me.
Oh. Ew, well, don't then put the stick in extinction. Whew. Sheesh. Ew, nasty.
Annie? I need to be alone for a while. You go on ahead. I'll catch up.
One truly is the loneliest number.
Ow! Ow! Hey! Ow. Ooh, these work great!
Ow!
Cool!
miss me, daddy, gotta kiss me!
I'll get him!
Which end is up?
I'd hide that face too.
Hey, ugly!
Ow! I gotta sit on that!
Woohoo!
Hi!
Some breeze in that one.
Smile. Out of my way.
Sid.
Hello.
Over here. Surrender?
Never.
Cool.
Smoke him.
Anyone asks, there were 50 of them, and they were rattlesnakes.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Big mistake, you miscreants.
Miscreants?
Diego, they're possums.
Retreat!
I guess it's just you and me now. I knew it! I knew I wasn't the only one!
Me too! Everyone falls out of the tree every now and then. They just don't admit it.
Wait, what?
Some of us have a tough time holding on to branches. I mean, it's not like we're bats or something. We don't have wings to keep us up.
And you were in the tree because...
Oh, I was looking for my brothers. They are always getting into trouble.
Brothers? You mean there's more?
Sure. There's lots of us.
Where?
Everywhere. Under rocks and holes in the ground.
Usually we come out at night so birds don't carry us off.
Huh?
Help! Help! Help!
Well, shave me down and call me a mulret. You found another mammoth.
Where? Wait a minute. I thought mammoths were extinct.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. Maybe because you're a mammoth?
Me? Don't be ridiculous. I'm not a mammoth. I'm a possum.
Right. Good one. I'm a newt. This is my friend the badger. And my other friend the platypus.
Why do I gotta be the platypus? Make him the platypus.
This guy giving you trouble, sis?
Sis?
That's right. These are my brothers. Possum, possum, possum.
I don't think her tree goes all the way to the top branch.
Manny, brink of extinction's a bad time to be picky.
Hey, she should come with us.
Are you insane? No way.
Okay. Manny wants me to ask you if you'd like to escape the flood with us.
What?
I'd rather be roadkill.
That can be arranged.
Funny. Let me have a little word with my brothers.
Ellie, are you crazy? We're not going with them.
Look, we'll never make it in time if we only travel at night. These guys can protect us out in the open. What do you say?
Ow!
Why did you invite them?
Cause you might be the only two mammoths left on Earth.
He has a point.
I'm sorry. When did I join this dating service?
My brothers and I would be delighted to come with you.
Oh.
If you treat us nicely. See that? That's the total opposite of nice.
Maybe we'll have ourselves a little snack before we hit the road.
You want a piece of us? Let's go.
Bonsai! We got him. Ow!
Back! Yeah, yeah!
Ow! You know the best part? We're curing diseases.
Okay. Thanks to Sid, we're now traveling together. And like it or not, we're going to be one big happy family. I'll be the daddy, Ellie will be the mommy, and Diego will be the uncle who eats the kids who get on my nerves. Now let's move it before the ground falls out from under our feet!
I thought fat guys are supposed to be jolly.
I'm not fat. It's this fur that makes me look big. It's poofy.
Oh, okay. He's fat.
Is the perfect time to shed those unsightly pounds with Fast Tony's Disaster Diet. You, ma'am, you look like a big, fat, hairy beast.
Ooh.
How'd you like to lose a ton or two, huh?
Would I ever?
Don't listen to him, Vera. You're already thin as a twig.
Oh, I also have the perfect cure for your eyesight, my blind friend.
Ow!
Make it at this pace. Ellie, it's okay. You can lose the camouflage. You're safe.
Okay. Safe. Please. Crash, Eddie, you two go scope it out.
What you got?
Perimeter looks to be all clear, Captain.
Roger that. One-niner over.
Roger over, Victor.
Ow!
Guys.
All clear.
What are you doing?
Playing dead. Manny, why don't you do that?
Because I'm a mammoth.
But you do it for treats, right? Is he gone?
You're safe. Get up.
Woo! Oh, man. If you weren't here, that hawk would have swooped down and snatched me up for dinner. That's how Cousin Wilton went. Boy, I really feel for you. I do. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to be the last one of your species.
I'm not the last one.
Oh, you brave, brave soul. That's right. Don't give up hope.
Ellie, look at our footprints. They're the same shape.
Well, how do I know those aren't your footprints?
Well, then, look at our shadows. We match.
You're right. They're the same. You must be part possum.
You wish.
Diego, there are whole continents moving faster than you. Let's go. We gotta catch up with the others.
Hey, knock it off.
Oh, cry me a river, Blubbertooth Tiger. Have some fun.
Can't you see the ice is thin enough without you two wearing it down?
Oh, Diego, come on. The ice may be thin, but it's strong enough to hold a 10-ton mammoth and a 9-ton possum. What in the animal kingdom was that?
I don't know, but from now on, land safe. Water, not safe.
That was the bravest thing I've ever seen.
It was nothing, really.
Oh, it's not a compliment. To a possum, bravery is just dumb.
Yeah, we're spineless.
Lily-livered. Maybe mammoths are going extinct because they put themselves in danger too often. Maybe you should run away more.
Good point. Thanks for the advice.
Happy to help.
Do you believe her?
Bravery is just dumb. Maybe you should run away more.
She's infuriating and stubborn and narrow-minded.
Ooh, you like her.
I do not.
Oh, don't worry. Your secret's safe with me.
Oh, and so is yours.
What secret?
You know, the one where you can't swim.
That's ridiculous.
Fine, but we're living in a melting world, buddy. You're gonna have to face your fear sooner or later.
Ready, Eddie?
Set. Let's roll.
Think she's the girl for me?
Oh, yeah. She's tons of fun, and you're no fun at all.
She completes you.
Whoa. Yeah! Hey, Manny! Yeah. Can you pull back the tree and shoot me into the pond?
No.
Oh, come on.
Now, how do you expect to impress Ellie with that attitude?
I don't want to impress her.
Then why are you trying so hard to convince her that she's a mammoth?
Because that's what she is. I don't care if she thinks she's a possum. You can't be two things.
Au contraire, Manfred. Tell that to the bullfrog, the chicken hawk, or turtle dove.
He's never going to let up on you. It'll be easier on all of us if you just go with it.
So, what do you want me to do?
Pull back the tree and shoot me into the pond.
I don't know.
Well, if you're too lame to do it, we can get Ellie.
No. No, I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah. Come on.
Have you done this before?
Ha! Only a million times. Farther. Perfect. Fire! Yeah! I can fly! I believe I can fly!
Uh-oh.
Crash,
you okay?
What happened?
Manny shot him out of a tree.
What's wrong with you?
He said he could do it.
And you listened to him.
Crash, whatever you do, don't go into the light.
Can I help in any way here?
You've done enough.
Are you happy now?
Crash, don't leave me. Who's gonna watch my back? Who's gonna be my wingman of mayhem? Who's gonna roll in that dung patch with me?
Dung patch? Wait! My legs! I can stand!
He can stand!
I can run!
He can run! It's a miracle!
What can I say? They're boys! They make my life a little adventure.
You guys are so dead. Thanks for embarrassing me.
Slap the face.
Ellie. Me too.
She's not half bad. Crazy and confused, but sweet.
So?
So, what's holding you back?
My family.
You can have that again, you know.
No, Sid, I can't.
Okay. But think about it. I mean, if you let this chance go, you're letting your whole species go, and that's just selfish.
I think I'm starting to get through to him.
Wait, I got you, Slowpoke!
Need help?
No, just catching my breath.
You're stuck.
I am not.
All right, then let's go.
I can't. I'm stuck.
Don't you think that picking them up like this would be easier? Ellie?
This place.
You know, deep down, I knew I was different. I was a little bigger than the other possum kids.
Okay, a lot bigger.
Oh, now I understand why the possum boys didn't find me appealing.
That's too bad, because as far as mammoths go, you're, you know.
What?
Well, well, attractive.
Really?
Sure.
What about me is attractive?
Huh? What? Oh, well, I don't know. Well, there's your, butt.
What about it?
It's big.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, I mean it. It's huge. Biggest darn butt I've ever seen.
Oh, that is really sweet. What a crazy day. This morning I woke up a possum, and now I'm a mammoth.
Boy, Manny sure took a big leap with Ellie today.
Sure did.
Yup. He stood on the shore of uncertainty and dove right in. Splash. Kind of brave, huh? The way he faced his fear.
I wouldn't know. Sabres don't feel fear.
Oh, come on. All animals feel fear. It's what separates us from, say, rocks. Rocks have no fear. And they sink.
What are you getting at, Sid?
It may surprise you to know that I, too, have experienced fear.
No. You?
Oh, yeah, yes. As impossible as it seems, the sloth has natural enemies that would like to harm or otherwise kill us.
I wonder why.
Oh, jealousy mostly. But the point is that fear is natural.
Fear is for prey.
Well, then you're letting the water make you its prey. Just jump in and trust your instincts. You know, most animals can swim as babies. And for a tiger, it's like crawling on your belly to stalk helpless prey. But faster, okay? Now claw, kick, claw, kick. I'm stalking the prey. Claw, kick. Now I look back over my shoulder to see if I'm being followed. And I'm breathing. And I'm stalking, and I'm stalking, and now...
I'm falling.
Correction. You're sinking. Kind of like a rock.
Hey, do we do any special tricks, like roll over, or do we just throw our weight around?
Oh.
Oops. Sorry. I don't know my own strength yet.
Ellie... Do you realize that now we have a chance to save our species?
Really? How are we going to do that?
Well, you know.
Oh. Did you just...
No, I didn't mean...
I'm not a mammoth for 5 minutes and you're hitting on me?
I wasn't saying not right now. I'm in time. I was just saying that it's our responsibility.
What?
All right, that came out wrong. You're very pretty, but we just met.
Responsibility? Then... Just doing your duty, huh? Is that it? Ready to make the ultimate sacrifice to save your species. Well, I got some news for you. You're not saving the species tonight or any other night.
So, how did it go?
Not bad.
Okay, let's go. We traveled with you all day, now you're coming with us at night.
But we can't see at night.
Then enjoy the flood.
I can't even look at him. Pervert!
Making friends. Everywhere you go, just making friends.
Watch out, there's a stump.
Not anymore.
I thought we could walk together.
Crash, ask the mammoth why he thinks that.
She said she thinks you're a jerk and to go away.
She didn't say, ow! Look, maybe if we spend more time...
Ow!
Tell him that I need a little personal space right now.
She said go jump in a lake and possums rule.
I can hear her, you know?
What do you want, a medal?
Stop moving!
Thank you.
Sorry if what I said before offended you.
What do you mean, if it offended me?
That it offended her!
I mean that! That it offended you! You just overreacted, that's all.
What? Take it back!
There are other lives at stake here!
Wait a minute, he's got a point!
He's got nothing!
It was a misunderstanding!
It was insensitive!
Apologize!
Why me? She overreacted!
Just apologize!
No!
Do it!
Okay, I'm sorry!
What?
He's right. I overreacted.
You mean you...
Not another word or I'll come down there and put you over myself!
I got it!
Ah! Uh-oh.
We finally did something right together.
Hey, don't mind me. Just hanging off the edge of a cliff here.
Remember the good old days?
Which good old days?
Oh, you know, yesterday, last week, back when the trees went up and down and the ground stayed under our feet.
Yep, those were the good days. Possums were possums and mammoths were mammoths. We should get some sleep.
Yeah, tomorrow's the day the vulture said we're all gonna die. No, I don't want to. Can I help you? Now that's what I call respect. Ooh, nice. Somebody here likes Sid. Who is your decorator? I mean, this is fabulous.
Fire King.
Huh?
Fire King?
Well, you know, it's about time someone recognized my true potential. Let there be fire! Either really good or really bad. Ah! Oh, no. Me, Fire King. Why kill Fire King? 1,000 years bad juju for killing Fire King.
Superheated rock from the Earth's core is surging to the crust, melting ice built up over thousands of years.
You're a very advanced race. Together, we can look for a solution.
We have one. Sacrifice the Fire King.
Well, that's not very advanced.
Worth a shot. Oh, oh.
Water.
Water!
Crash, I told you not to drink before bed.
I didn't do this. At least not all of it.
What's happening?
We overslept. We need to move.
What if we're the last creatures left alive? We'll have to repopulate the Earth.
How? Everyone's either a dude or our sister.
Oh, hi. Hey, Manny. Wow, what a night. You'll never guess what happened to me.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you were sleepwalking.
Oh, no, no, no. I was kidnapped by a tribe of mini-sloths.
That was going to be my second guess.
And they worshipped me. I mean, sure, they tossed me into a flaming tar pit, but they worshipped me.
Sid, you were dreaming. Come on, the water's rising faster than we're moving.
I'm telling you, I was kidnapped. I was worshipped, and they... guys!
Oh, fine.
Can we slow down a little? I'm dying here. It was just a figure of speech.
They just sit there, watching us.
I wish I knew what they were thinking.
Food. Glorious food. We're anxious to try it.
Three banquets a day. Our favorite diet.
Just picture a mammoth steak, fried roasted or stewed.
All food, wonderful food, marvelous food, glorious food. Food, glorious food.
Poached possum served flambé.
Broth made from a slob.
Four savers and souffle.
Why should we be waited to?
Do nothing but brood on food. Magical food, wonderful food, marvelous food. Food, glorious food. Flesh picked off the dead ones.
Great, rotten or chewed. Soon we'll be the fed ones.
Just thinking of putrid meat.
Put us in a wound.
Magical food!
There. Now you know what they were thinking.
Food, glorious food!
Sit!
What? It's catchy.
We made it.
Yeah, we showed those scary vultures. Just a little hot water and steam. How bad could it be? I just did something involuntary and messy.
Okay, come on.
Manny, get back. It's a minefield out there.
There's only one way to go. Straight through.
Straight through? We'd like to keep the fur on our bodies, thank you. We'll head back and we'll go around. That's safer.
No, there's no time. The dam will burst before we make it. We'll drown.
If we go through this, we get blown to bits.
We go forward.
We go back.
Forward.
Back.
Forward.
Back.
Can I say something?
No.
You are so stubborn and hard-headed.
Well, I guess that proves it. I am a mammoth. Come on.
Fine.
I don't know, drowning sounds like a much gentler way to go. Blown to bits sounds so sudden.
Ah!
about killed. Annie, wait!
Leave your children unattended. All unattended children will be eaten.
Have you seen a mammoth?
Oh, sorry.
Have you seen a mammoth?
No, I haven't.
Possum, about 11 foot tall.
Uh-oh.
Hey, buddy, have you seen a mammoth?
I sure have, big as life.
Where?
I'm looking at him.
Not me!
Poor guy, doesn't know he's a mammoth.
Trapped in a cave!
You really need to brush.
Okay. Jump in now. Come on, fraidy cat. Come on. You can do this.
No!
Trust your instincts. Attack the water. I am not your prey. Attack the water. Stalking the prey. Claw. Kick. Even babies can do it. Come on. Claw. Kick. Claw. Kick. Hey. I'm stalking the prey.
You did it, buddy. You kicked water's butt.
Nothing to it. Most animals can swim as babies, you know.
Yeah, but not tigers. I left that part out.
Thank you. anyway.
I don't know. I'm thinking about starting a swim school. Sid Squid.
All hail Fire King!
Hi?
Fire King, avert flood! Join us, O great and noble Flaming One!
Whoa! No, not so fast there, okay? You make a quality offer. But Fire King has a prior commitment. His herd needs him. He is the gooey, sticky stuff that holds us together. He made this herd. And we'd be nothing without him.
You mean it?
That doesn't mean want to touch. Don't ask.
You're not coming?
You want to go with them?
I am a mammoth. I should probably be with a mammoth, don't you think?
Yeah, unless...
Unless?
Unless I... I just want to say... I need to tell you... I hope you find everything you're looking for.
You too.
Manny, you've come a long way since we met, and I'll take full credit for that, but you need to let go of the past so you could have a future.
Go after her.
It's okay. We'll always be here for you.
I'll keep in touch.
Yeah. You're a good friend. Point made. Now, go on. Scat.
Our Manny's growing up.
Ellie! Ellie!
Manny!
Ellie, I don't want us to be together because we have to. I want us to be together because we want to. And I want to be with you, Ellie. So, what do you say?
Oh, Manny, I thought you were going to let go! You're possum enough for me.
Ah!
just you and me now. Two bachelors knocking about in the wild. Woohoo!
Fine, but I'm not gonna carry you. I still have my pride, you know.
Oh, come on, buddy, for old time's sake.
I'll carry him.
But your herd's leaving.
We are now.
Whoop-chaka!
Manny, who do you like better, me or Diego?
Diego. It's not even close.
Ha-ha. Told you.
Manny, you can't choose between your kids.
He's not my kid. Not even my dog. If I had a dog, and my dog had a kid, and the dog's kid had a pet, that would be sick.
Can I have a dog, Manny?
No.
Ellie, can I have a dog?
Of course you can, sweetie.
Ellie, we have to be consistent with him.
I saved you, little buddy.
Ow! 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 No! 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 No